Kel. Very coincidentally begins with the word Vayakel. The Torah says Vayakel Moshe Eskoladas, if I can not skip a page. Vayakel Moshe Eskoladas B'nei Yisrael Vayomer Aleihem Eila Advarim Asher Tziv Hashem Lasot Otam. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu gathers B'nei Yisrael together. And the question is, why was it necessary? He's about to give a tzivui about the building of the Mishkan. Why was it necessary to gather all of Bnei Yisrael together? After all, Bnei Yisrael were together. Way back in Parshas Yisrael, when Bnei Yisrael arrived at Har Sinai, Vayichan Sham Keneged Ahar, Bnei Yisrael camp neged the mountain, right? And it says Vayichan Sham Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, like one person. So they're all together. Why was it necessary, Vayakel, to gather them together now? Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky points out somewhat fascinating, almost frightening, Gemara in the Talmud Yerushalmi, Masechet Sanhedrin. Yerushalmi tells us that when Bnei Yisrael in last week's parsha built an egel, they didn't build one egel. They built 12. There were 12 golden calves that were built. Because each shevet needed its own egel. You see, Avodah Zarah, a polytheistic religion, often leads to great division. And Reuven had to have their egel, and Shimon their egel, and Yehuda their egel, and Yisachar, and so everybody had to have their own egel. The egel was destroyed by Moshe. But the unity was destroyed by Bnei Yisrael. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu is coming along and he wants to now return the things, return Bnei Yisrael to their previous status of being united and being together, and they're going to build the Mishkan. But they were too divided. So the first thing Moshe Rabbeinu has to do, even before the Mishkan is built, is to gather them together. And that's why Parshat Vayakel has to begin with gathering together once again. Vayakel Moshe says, Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael. We're going to build a Mishkan. But we have to be united. We have to try to go back to the way we were when we arrived at Har Sinai. As one people. Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. It's a very nice Dvar Torah. But it made me begin to think. We're supposed to be united. We're supposed to be all together in Avodas Hashem. So how come when we take a look at the poskim and they talk about choosing a nusach ha-tefillah, a proper text for tefillah, you all of a sudden see that there's a nusach Ashkenaz and a nusach Svart, and a Nusach Ari, and a Dot Mizrach, and Nusach Aram Tzova. Everybody has their own Nusach. We should be, what happened to Vayakel? What happened to gathering everybody together? So the Poskim quote an Ari. The Arizal says that if you take a look at the Navi Yechezkel when he describes the Beis Hamikdash, he talks about that the Beis Hamikdash is going to have 12 Sharim, 12 gates. Since the Ari, just like the Beis Hamikdash Shalmata has 12 gates, so too in Shamayim there's a Beis Hamikdash Kav Yachol with 12 gates. And you know why you need 12 gates in the Beis Hamikdash in Shamayim? Because each gate is meant for the Tvilos of each of the Shvatim. Reuven has its unique way of davening, and Shimon has its unique way of davening, and God has its unique way, and Binyamin, every Shevet has its your own unique way of davening. So every shevet is going, the tefillos are going to enter into a different shahr. Why do we have this division? Why can't we be all the same? We have one mishkan, we have one middash. We should all daven the same way. But the problem isn't only in the davening, the problem in the pesukim themselves. We're coming towards the end of Chumash Mos. Go to the beginning of Chumash Bamidbar. And Bnei Yisrael are getting ready to leave Har Sinai. And what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell them? You have to divide yourself into machanos. There's going to be a machane, Degel Machane Yehuda, and Degel Machane Reuven, Degel Machane Ephraim, and Degel Machane Dan. And each Shevet is going to have its own place to camp, and each Shevet is going to have its own Degel, its own flag. What happened to Israel? Why do we all travel together? Isn't the goal to be united? Evidently, it's important to realize that there's a very important distinction between division and diversity. If we're divided, we can't be united. But within unity, you can have diversity. Evidently, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want us to all be clones, identical twins of each other. Am Yisrael doesn't begin with Avraham or with Yitzchak or with Yaakov. It begins with the Shvatim. And the Shiftei Kah had unique personalities. They each get their own brachos. They each have their own special destinies. And there's diversity. But at the same time, there's unity. When you have the nation that has within different personalities and different strengths, you come up with a more robust nation, a stronger nation. A nation that's more inclusive, a nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. I want you to be one Am. And I want you to be one with one Mishkan and one Mikdash. And we're all going to dive into one Ribono Shel Olam. But it's perfectly okay if you have a little bit of self-expression. And Reuven wants to daven its way. And Naftali wants to daven its way. And Asher has a slight change, which is different than Ephraim, who's not quite the same as Menashe. And it's all fine. All the tefillos are directed to the Mikdash, the Mikdashir, the Mikdash in Shemayim, and there's a Shah that allows each one of those to enter. Because it's all going to the same place. We're all davening to the Ribono Shel Olam. And when we begin to travel and we leave Har Sinai, it's okay to have separate machanos. It's okay to have a degel here and a degel there. We raise a flag because we have different strengths. Some of us are going to be scholars. Some of us are going to be merchants. Some of us are going to be farmers, some of us are going to be warriors. Some are going to be those who learn Torah, and some are those who support those who learn Torah. Some will be the teachers, and others will be the students. Am Yisrael has a great diversity. But all the camps surrounded one central focal point that held everything together. And that was the Mishkan. So you can travel in the east, and you can travel in the west, and you can travel in the north, and you can travel in the south. But we all traveled with the Mishkan. And that's what gives Am Yisrael its strength. The fact that we have diversity, and at the same time we have unity. Because that which is so basic, and so important, and so crucial, unites us. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I need a variety in my people. So go with your strengths. Be proud of the diversity and respect the diversity. I'm going to be going this week, it's coming Shabbos, to Bnei Brak. And you're going to experience diversity. Going to daven in places and meet people and speak to people were a little bit different. They may daven a little bit differently than you. They may dress a little bit differently than you. They may speak a little bit different than you. And they may put an emphasis on different parts of Yiddishkeit, somewhat different than the emphasis we place. But we have to remember that we're all united, and it's good that there's diversity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that. He doesn't want us all to be clones of each other. And our goal in going to Bnei Brak or to any of the communities that we visit, who are a little bit different, is not to come along and say, you see them, we should be like them. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to all be like them, whoever the them is. Can we each learn from each other? Most definitely. Can we each improve certain things? Most definitely. Should we become like them? No. Should they become like us? No. Should we respect each other? Yes. Should we celebrate the diversity? I think most definitely. But celebrating and respecting doesn't mean I have to agree with everything. I'm allowed to walk away and say, I respect them, but I still think that my way is best for me. And that's fine. And it's also fine for them to say that I respect them, but we think our way is best for us. And you know who's right? We're right. And they're right. And who tells us that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. We each can have our own degel. We each can have our own machane. As long as we're traveling together, surrounding the Mishkan, as long as our tefillot are directed towards the same Ribono Shel Olam and towards the same Mikdash. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks down and he says, you see all my children? No two children of mine are alike. Ask your parents. No two kids are alike. No two children are alike. Would your parents like all the children to be exactly the same? I don't think so. It makes our family much richer, much livelier, when we each bring our strengths to the table. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much happier that we each bring our strengths to the same table, to the same Mishkan, to the same way of our Avodas Hashem.